minute tonight, I want to nail down a little thought that I taught to you on over in the old building about 10 years ago. And we're going to look at this little passage of Scripture here tonight and point out something that I think would be important for all of us. 1 Kings chapter 20. And 21, I'm sorry. Chapter 21. And we'll look at verse number 1. This is the famous passage of Scripture that R.G. Lee used to use in his infamous sermon, Payday Someday. But I'm going to use it in a completely different way tonight. And I hope that you'll, everybody, get some good Christian advice and doctrine and help for you tonight. So if everybody give me attention. I wouldn't drive all the way to church and then not even listen or play on your phone the whole time, y'all. Get what God's got for you. Get it. Get it. You're going to need it. I promise you. 1 Kings chapter 21, verse 1. Ready? And it came to pass after these things that Naboth the Jezreelite had a vineyard, which was in Jezreel, hard by the palace of Ahab, king of Samaria. And Ahab spake unto Naboth, saying, Give me thy vineyard, that I may have it, for a garden of herbs. Ahab, the type of the Antichrist, also the devil here, offering something for his vineyard. And I will give thee for it a better vineyard than it. Or, if it seem good to thee, I will give thee the worth of it in money. And Naboth said unto Ahab, The Lord forbid it me, that I should give the inheritance of my fathers unto thee. And Ahab came into his house heavy and displeased, because of the word which Naboth the Jezreelite had spoken to him. For he had said, I will not give thee the inheritance of my fathers. And he laid him down upon his bed, and turned away his face, and would eat no bread. Now, if you want to read on there, verse 5, Jezebel, his wife, tried to get him to sell that vineyard. She was agreeing with the devil. Ladies, don't ever agree with the devil against your husband. Men, don't ever agree with the devil against your wife or kids or parents. Don't take the devil's side, for heaven's sake. The way you know you take the devil's side, you believe what he believes, say what he says, think like he thinks, talk like he talks, you're on his side. Ahab came to him and he said, Hey, I want that vineyard. And Naboth said, No. He said, I'll give you a better vineyard. I'll give you a bunch of money. I'll give you whatever you want. And Naboth said, Not for sale. No matter how much you offer. And his wife said, Why didn't you just go ahead and get it? And she pushed it. Now listen tonight. I want to preach on that little thought tonight. Not for sale. Not for sale. I've got a vehicle sitting out there tonight. If you come up here and offered me $1,000 for it, I'd say no. If you offered me $10,000 for it, I'd jerk your arm off. Now, it's not for sale, but for the right price, I'd sell that car sitting out there. It's worth about $2,000, that little Volkswagen Jetta. And that is until I get ready to sell it. And you know how that goes. And you know what? If you won my house tonight, I love, people ask me all the time, they say, Brother Danny, have you thought about relocating, moving down here to Morgan? Yeah, of course I have. I've thought about it. It's a 25-minute drive from my house to here, and I'd like to be a little closer. I know it's hard on people that have to drive. Some of you drive further than that. Some of you drive shorter than that. But I don't want to sell my house. I love my house. I love my place where I live up there in Hoppy Tom. It's home. I don't. But I'm telling you, if you come up to me tonight and you said, I'll give you $700,000 for your house and land, I'd say deal. Done. My sister and me agreed not to sell mom's place and everything, but I can get out of that agreement. for $700,000. I'd sell it. I mean, that's 2.5 times what it's worth. House, land, everything. It's yours. And, you know, and that's why people say everybody's got their price. That's why people say everything's for sale. And I understand that. If you want to buy this jacket tonight, one of the men in the church bought me this. We was in Gatlinburg one day, and I wear this thing all the time. I got tons of it. I just like it. I like the way it feels. It fits good. It feels good. But I tell you, offer me $500 for this jacket, and it's yours. It is yours. I'll autograph it for you. I mean, I'll stick $10 in the side of it right here. $500. You know why? Because it's not worth that much. It's not worth it. And Ahab told him, he said, I'll give you something better for that. And he said, no. Now, however, if you walked up to me tonight and said, Danny, I'll give you $100,000 for your Bible, your position at church, being able to preach, I'd say no. If you upped it to $1 million, I'd say no. If you upped it to $50 million, I'd say no. There's some things that are not for sale. If you could buy my salvation, and you said, Danny, I'll give you $50 million cash if you'll not be saved no more. That's not possible, but if it was, you know what I'd say? Not for sale. There's some things tonight that ought not to be for sale. A lot of things. Would you sell your kid? There's people that would sell their children and have. I'm telling you, my kids are not for sale. When they were little, they were not for sale. I mean, anybody, what is wrong with people that would sell their own flesh and blood children? That's a sad situation. Ladies and gentlemen, we're living in a generation where people are so crazy over material things and money and prosperity. There's just anything. You give me money, you can have it. I'll sell out if you can give me enough money for it. I want to name off a few things tonight that are not for sale. Some people, number one, sell out for property. Some people sell out for property. He wanted Nabal's vineyard. With the help of a wicked wife, he would kill him to try to get it. Many have plotted. How many times have you seen these? Somebody come on the news, and the newsman say, well, there's been a murder down here in such and such town. A wife plotted, and she was married to a guy, and his family, he was going to have a lot of inheritance, and she hired. You ever seen them things where an undercover guy's talking to a woman, and she thinks he's a hitman, and he's saying, oh, I want you to kill my husband, basically. And he says, I can do this for $10,000. And they're debating it back and forth, and the camera is right there on them. And she's saying, I'll get his property, I'll get his inheritance, I'll get his money, I just want rid of him. And the whole time that guy is filming it, and he's an undercover agent and trapping her. And I'm telling you, brother, that is, she's selling out for property. She's selling out for property. Or move to another property, bigger barns, or people poison their husband. Or tell them their wife fell in the bathtub. All kind of stuff just to get property and value. Listen, a clear conscience is better than having a lot of property that you didn't deserve anyway. You have to live with that the rest of your life. Some people sell out for property. Number two, some people sell out for profit. Some people sell out for a profit. I mean, that Luke chapter 12, that old man was there, and he said, I got so much stuff, I don't know what to do with it. I'm just going to tear my barns down and build me a bigger one. And the Lord said, you're a fool. He said, tonight your soul will be required of you. And then who shall these things be? Ladies and gentlemen, some sell out for profit. There has been many a man, who started out in a country church somewhere, singing in the choir, doing real good, raising his kids. His kids were being taught the King James Bible in Sunday school. They would see somebody get saved every now and then. Tears would flow. Altar call. There's plenty of them. Look at me. I'm up here. And ladies and gentlemen, there's been plenty of men who maybe got a political offer, or they become important in town, and so they started hanging around with the big shots in town and up. Oh, well, you don't go to that old crazy bunch of fanatics. And they said, well, we suddenly felt led to go to the uptown church and took his family and got in a debt. You know why? Big shots went there. You know why? Politicians went there. You know why? The mayor goes there. Sheriff goes there. I've had people tell me. I had a guy tell me one night. He was in the sheriff's department, and he said, Danny, he said, they give us a hard time for going to a real hard Bible preaching church. You know why? Because if you're important and you're uptown, it's expected of you to be go to a nice, big shot, downtown, dead, cold, iceberg church. And brother, some people sell out for profit. Some people sell out for profit. He said, now I'm running for office, and I'll get to this in a minute. And he said, I'm running for office, and if I tell people I go down here to the Holy Ghost Baptist Bible thumping, shouting King James on, well, they're going to think I'm a little bit crazy. So I'm going to sneak over here and take my family there, and brother, sell their family out and lose their kids and their wives and their marriage just for a little profit and an extra payday. I have talked to many, many people, hundreds, maybe even thousands, and I've preached to people ever since I've been saved. There's more things important than money. How many times have I seen a man have his family in church and get a big job offer, and he'll come to me and say, help me pray about this, Brother Danny. And he's on the way out the door while he's saying it. Help me pray. His mind, them dollar sign doesn't got in his eyes. And I told him, I said, have you checked and see if there's a good Bible-believing church down there? Well, no, but we'll find us a church. I say, you better check it out. You better go visit. You better find you a church. Let me tell you something. You're better off. You listen to me. You're better off making $30,000 a year, both of you, with your kids in the house of God and living right and saved than your $500,000 and them all out of church and being wicked as a devil. Some sell out for profit. Some sell out for politics. Amen? Some sell out for politics. Let's talk politics for a minute, okay? Some people say a preacher ain't supposed to preach about politics. They're showing how ignorant they are about preaching. All the preachers in the Bible preach to the politicians of their day. Jesus did, Paul did, and we did, if you got any sense. And here's the way it goes. If a man's going to run for president, and there's about 15 of them running right now, and I have none of them in mind when I say this, if a man was really, really right with God, and he got on there and they said, what do you believe about abortion? And he says, I believe it's murder. And if a man, they said, what do you believe about same-sex marriage? He said, I believe it's wrong, according to the Bible, and gave him scripture. He would have zero chance of being elected. It ain't going to happen. Democrat or Republican. None of them say that. Hey, is there one politician, does anybody know, who says it's a sin or it's murder? They'll say, I oppose it. Some of them, trying to get on the good side of Christians, will say, well, I stand, you know, to the right, and I'm to the right of the right, and to the right of the right, but I have to be sort of to the middle to get these independents to vote for me, and I have to sort of play both. Listen, to be a good politician, you got to sell out and play both sides of the fence. And ladies and gentlemen, I thank God I ain't called to be a politician. Amen? I mean, I want to know whose side I'm on. I want you to know whose side I'm on. I want the world to know whose side I'm on. I'm telling you, listen, brother, some people sell out for politics. Let me ask you a question. If Donald Trump walked in that door tonight and said, I will give you every bit of money I have, write you a check, ever how much that is. I mean, he's loaded, there ain't no doubt about it. He's about that much from being crazy, but he's loaded. And I'm telling you, if he walked in that door tonight and said, I'll give you every bit of money that I have if you'll go live in sin the rest of your life and party and lie and cheat and steal and never go to church again, I hope and pray to God There ain't people in here dumb enough to take that. People, there's stuff more important than money. I told you last Sunday, I believe the devil gives some people their jobs. I believe it. They ain't worth a dime ever since they got it. There's something more important than money, and it's peace and joy and the power of God. Nothing wrong with having that both, but I'm telling you, don't sell out for politics. Don't sell out for profit. Donald Trump walked in the door tonight, said, "Hey, Dan." I said, "Hey, Don." I don't know if I would not. I've been wanting to do a skit with him in it. I got two or three in here that I've done. Brother Derek, I think, maybe. Brother Wayne. He does his lip rock, Donald. You know how he does his lip. I can't do iron. There he is. That's it right there. All we need is the hair. Somebody go buy us an orange wig. Brother Wayne, you're Donald Trump at winter camp. Now all I need is Hillary. Right over in this section. I believe Miss Bruce could do it. I asked Brandon about that. She'll kill me because they're probably maybe we're watching this. But I'm telling you tonight, ladies and gentlemen, listen, if Donald Trump come in here tonight, seriously, said, "I'll give you everything I've got if you'll give up Jesus and go live in sin." I hope that everybody in here tonight has enough God on you to say, "Listen, that's tempting. But as some things that are not for sale, and my Christianity is one of them." Amen? Now, boy, if he come in wanting to dump $1 million on us, glory to God, we'll pay this off, build a big fellowship building, a gym, whatever the kids need to play. Boy, we'll live it up for a while. But if it means sacrificing our principles and selling out, answer's no, not for sale. Not for sale. Nail it down tonight. Nail it down. There's just some things that are not for sale. Preacher stopped me one time years ago at a camp meeting. He said, "Danny," he said, "you have the makings of a great preacher," whatever that means. I mean, it's a long time ago. He said, "You just need some of them rough edges knocked off of you." You know what that means? That means just talk real nice and don't preach on sin and don't be so plain and all that. I said, "I ain't going to do that. Listen, I don't care if every church in the world don't want to hear it. If I have to compromise to get people to listen, no, not for sale, not for sale. My preaching ain't for sale. My salvation ain't for sale. My Christian life is not for sale. I don't preach for money. Y'all don't pay me to preach. You give me something for pastoring, but I preach for the Lord because the Lord called me to preach." Listen, there's some people and there's some things that are just not for sale. Number four, some sell out for popularity. Some sell out for popularity. How many kids do we know? I mean, you've heard, I remember a long time ago over there in the old building, Britney Spears first came out. I remember came out. She probably has now. But I remember years ago when she first got popular and got started, I remember people saying, "Oh, isn't it wonderful? We finally got a good role model for our little girls." And there were people actually took their Christian people actually took their kids to go see Britney Spears and Charlotte. And they thought, "Isn't it sweet? She's a little mouseketeer and everything." And I said, "Hey, she ain't gonna stay no mouseketeer. That ain't the world. The way the world plays, they don't do business like that. You get a pretty little girl like that, they're gonna say they're just grooming her up." And then she come out with that "Hit Me Baby One More Time," you know. Well, I don't know how old she was, in 16 or 17, something like that. And everybody started talking. I said, "Yeah, you watch the world get her. Get down just higher, brother. You watch the world get her. You watch it. You watch it." And I told them, I said, "The world will get her and spit her out." Brother, it wasn't long after that. She was doing all kinds of crazy things, shaved her head, lost her kids, went to almost died, I think, a time or two, had a terrible life. And I'll tell you one thing, brother, her mama was sat down one day and wish to God she had never pushed her down that road. Listen, if they had to do over, she'd have had that kittens in church, singing in the choir, living for God, doing right. Say, sold out. Sold out for popularity. Miley Cyrus come out, I said, same thing. I remember when I said, "Who in the world?" I said, "I'm here talking about Hannah Montana. I said, "Who in the world is that?" And then she said, "We got the best of both worlds. Oh, isn't it cute? It's Billy Cyrus, little girl. How cute she is." You know what she is now? A monster. She don't even know if she likes men or women or both or neither. And I'm telling you something, brother, she's all messed up and her life is a wreck. I guarantee you, he may not admit it, but old Billy deep down inside knows that they made a mistake. The world don't play fair. If you sell out to them, you be the one that loses. Don't sell out for popularity. Lastly, I'll say this and I'm through. That's how all them rock bands got popular. They say it. I can't prove this, but I have read it and heard it and heard it and heard it and heard it. They say still to this day that many of the real satanic rock groups, when they make a recording or get in a circle, do some kind of satanic ritual, saying, "Satan, we honor you, da-da-da-da-da, sell out to the devil," so he'll bless them with a record sales and they'll get famous and popular. I'm not saying they all do because I don't know, but I know some of them do. They say it. Selling out for profit. Last thing I'll say, some sell out for pleasure. Ladies, if Brad Pitt called you this week, said, "I've really been looking at you on your notebook." Now, don't hold your breath, none of y'all. It's just an illustration. And said, "I want you to be my woman." One fainted over here. Lord have mercy. I hope you've got enough God about you that say, "Look, I mean, you're cute and all that, but drop dead, loser. I'm a married woman." You say, "Well, I ain't married." But he's a sinner. A wicked sinner. And it's still wrong. You know, y'all laugh and everything, but you'd be surprised. I know Christian women like y'all sell out for a lot less than Brad Pitt. And leave their husband. Because some little flirt at work starts flirting with them. "Oh, you're beautiful. Oh, you're beautiful. Oh, you're beautiful. Oh." And she's so dumb, she wants to hear that so bad, she really believes it and sells out and leaves her husband, family, and everything for that thing. Sold out. Men, tell me who is it, Brother Derek? who's the most popular woman movie? Angelina Jolie, she's sort of faded out, ain't she? That was few. Who is it? You know it, Jeremy. Quit saying you don't. Who is it? Nobody in here knows. Right. Y'all live on that TV and that nosebug, and you don't know who's popular. I see who is it really hot right now? Jennifer Lopez? Jennifer Aniston? I think them's old. Ain't they old now? You get past 35, they don't want you no more. Hollywood. Okay. Jennifer. The other one. Aniston. Jennifer Aniston. I know who she is. Jennifer Aniston suddenly moves into your neighborhood. And every day when you go to work. "Man, I got one good the other day, buddy. These two old ladies." Well, I guess it was about 40. They come out in Morganton. And I just crossed her. I didn't say this old. Don't put this on the internet. I said these two old ladies, there's about 40. That's what I said. I was coming up the street in Morganton, and they come across, and I pulled in, and they looked, and this one of them said, "Hey." I said, "Hey." And then I pulled out like that, and she seen that bumper sticker went. I said, "Amen. Get her, Lord. Get her. Get her. Get her. Oh, hussy." And you know what? That's why I tell you, put them bumper stickers on your car. People know whose side you're on. People know whose side you're on. That's why I say, go street preaching and singing with them. They'll know whose side you're on. We play ball with them boys over at the gym, and we play out with all them different churches. And you know what? I don't care if they do see us out street preaching and giving out tracts. We need to know whose side you're on. Leave that liquor alone for your Christmas party. Say none aloud. I mean, stand up for something, brother. You don't stand for something, you fall for anything. Amen? Some of y'all need to quit your compromising. That's why you can't get no joy. You give in here and you give in there. You give in here and you give in there. First thing you know, you backslid. And then call it maturity. telling you something. Jennifer, is that your front yard doorstep waving at you every day? You going to sell out? You say, man, Jennifer Aniston. I know this old skag down here. I probably have her, but Jennifer Aniston, preacher, she's got millions of dollars. Lord have mercy. Make up your mind right now. Ain't none of them worth giving up Jesus for. None of them. I told you this story before, and I'll tell you that, and I'm through. I'm through. There's a tribe, used to be, in, I don't know if it still is, in Africa. And every 7 years, this tribe changes headship, gets a different king, ruler, dictator. And if you're the ruler, the dictator, the king of that tribe, you can have absolutely anything you want for 7 years. You're absolute monarch. You can snap your fingers, they'll do anything, they'll go anywhere, they'll give you. You can have anything you want, all the pleasure at your fingertips for 7 years. And then they kill you. And somebody else becomes king. And they say, man, they're standing in line saying, I want to be the king. I want to be the king. Would you, if I said, you can do anything you want for 7 years, then we're going to blow your brains out. Well, that's crazy. That's ridiculous. That 7 years is going to go by a lot quicker than you think it is. And life's like that, folks. Life goes by a lot quicker than you think. You know, as the years go by, I look at them kids over there and they're growing up and I think, my goodness, where's time gone? Where has time gone? I used to think people as old as me was really, really old. Shut up. You're right behind me, some of you, and gaining fast. I'm telling you, these old 40-year-old women laughing at me. I'll never get forgiveness of that. We wouldn't have known that if you hadn't said something. We thought you was 25. But anyway, you don't realize how fast your life goes. It goes really quick. And I'm starting to feel, I think, my goodness, I should have done this. I should have done that. And we're running out of time. Life's too short to sell out. Let's take a stand. It'll be over with before we know it. We'll be up there with Jesus forever and ever and ever. And all our troubles and problems and burdens will be over. Let's nail it down tonight. Not for sale. Let's stand. Let's stand by our head for prayer. Every head bowed. Every eye closed. Now, I was kidding with you and joking with you tonight, but I meant what I said. You'd be surprised if people stand for God till the right temptation comes along. They're gone. They're gone. Maybe you're here tonight. Maybe you're here tonight while heads are bowed and eyes are closed. And the devil's really been working you over. You need to just make up your mind tonight. Not for sale. The church ain't for sale. My Bible ain't for sale. My convictions ain't for sale. My kids ain't for sale. I'm not going to let nobody come in my house and mess my kids up. I'm not going to let nobody, no boy date my daughter and mess her life up. I'm not going to let my son date some old crazy wicked girl that's going to mess him up. It's not for sale. Not for sale. Let's settle it tonight. Every head bowed, every eye closed. If you want to meet me here in the altar, let's meet around here tonight and say, Lord, I don't want to sell out. I don't want the devil to offer me some little stupid piece of candy and me sell out riches that come from Jesus. Father, I pray right now in Jesus' name that you would bless the East tonight. I thank you for everybody here this evening. God, we know the devil would try his best to throw everything he's got at our lives. Lord, don't let us sell out. Forgive us where we failed you many, many, many times. God, help us to live right. Serve you every day of our life, Lord Jesus. Have you in our hearts. Do what needs to be done. And we'll thank you and give you the glory. God bless every one of these here tonight. All these young people. Help them tonight, God. Do something down in their heart that'll make them stand for you. What's right. In Jesus' name, we'll thank you and praise you. Amen. 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 So I'm still praying. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, all right. Amen. All hearts clear. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to have a meeting of every bus worker, bus driver, Sunday school teacher in the teenage Sunday school class right now. I mean immediately after we got to talk. And next Sunday morning, come praying. We're really looking forward to it. It'll be our bus kids present giveaway. We are so excited about it. Thank y'all again for giving. Now, Wednesday night, we'll meet here. We're just going to have a song and our Bible study. Go right on over to the steakhouse. Everybody plan on this. Is one time a year, y'all, we get together. I went over the other day, talked to him, and that food smells so good. I was ready to sit out, and I wasn't even hungry. And they got so much stuff, you can find something on there you like. They're fried chicken.